Who do you say that I am? The readings this Sunday focus on the identity of the Messiah. In the Gospel, Peter responds, "You are the Christ." Yes, that is good. But that is not the full identity of Jesus. That is why Jesus immediately predicts his own suffering, rejection, death, and resurrection. Peter thought that he knew who Jesus was, only to be shocked by Jesus' prediction of his own suffering, death, and resurrection. Our call by Christ must involve the cross. Whoever wishes to come after me must deny himself, take up his cross, and follow me. Like Peter, we want to live our faith on our own terms, without the mystery of the cross, without being involved in the sufferings of those in need. Certainly, this is not easy, for it means denying ourselves of our own comfort. The readings remind us that the cross is the path to happiness. There is no shortcut. It means being prepared to risk dying for others, like Archbishop Oscar Romero of El Salvador, who on March 24, 1980, while celebrating the Eucharist, was shot and killed at the altar by a death squad assassin, paying the highest price for the commitment about which he spoke so often and so eloquently. He knew who Jesus was for him, and that is why he was not afraid to die as Jesus did. Who is Jesus for you? What message do we take home? 1. The best way to understand Jesus is to see him in the perspective of the cross. 2. That is why Jesus reminds us that following him implies taking up our cross, being rejected, suffering, and dying with him so that he may raise us up to eternal life. And finally, the way to Jesus, the way to happiness, the way to eternal life is the way through the cross. Think about it. I am Monsignor John, podcasting from Mililani, Hawaii. God bless you.